baseball fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is almost a final, and they are one strike away from the win. Welcome in, everybody. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show, hopefully within a pitch from right now. Tim Allen, Steve Starkey, Pfeiffer in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. And it's a 5-4 lead for the Brewers right now, scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Are you kidding me?
They needed this. We talked about this yesterday as far as how you change momentum in a rally, a big hump from behind victory, something like that can kind of do it. You had the team meeting last night after the game, which you've been asking for, 15 minutes, whatever it was. And
they
now,
you
rally back here in the ninth on the road against the damn Dodgers that took you out in the playoffs. Come on now.
Fly to right.
Oh, he's got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
It is a final. Nice. And the Brewers get the win over the Dodgers and ruin their night.
Oh, so needed.
Oh,
so needed.
5-4, the final, and welcome in, everybody. It is now officially the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Want to get your reaction on this one. They absolutely needed this one. And it's the way they won this ball game, which could pay off later on in this series. So the losing streak is over. They still can salvage this series, everybody. They can.
Salvage? What do you mean salvage?
Not the series, the road trip.
Oh, okay.
They can still do some damage on this road trip.
Well, with Miz still to go, now, I mean, you're in position to at least split. Worst case scenario, you get 2 of 4 here. And not, because you had to get one of these first two to really have any chance of splitting this series.
Yep. No question about it. A 5-4 win. Let's get you caught up on how this thing got going. Want to get your reaction here, Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. And so it was 2-0. The Brewers scored a couple of runs. Melodramatic runs, bases loaded, walks you were getting on base. Now, I will say throughout this game, they were hitting lasers. I mean, I wasn't really going to blame the offense on this one. Going to be one of these games.
You've got to be kidding me. They had the bases loaded. I don't give a damn. You had two walks and you had the bases loaded and couldn't do anything. And there was nothing where it's like, oh, they got screwed in that inning. It was a great play. There was none of that going on in that inning.
No, but it was barreled up baseball throughout the game. Now, in that inning, yeah, you're right, maybe specifically that inning. Three walks and two hits in that inning, and you come away with two runs. You let Sasaki off the hook big time. Look at his ball strike ratio.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
It's crazy.
Kurt Hoke tweeted it out. Roki Sasaki threw 54 strikes and 47 balls.
That is a crazy
The Brewers
bad
put
one.
Nine runners on against them and managed two runs via bases
two.
Loaded walks.
Yeah, it's and not, they let this so. Guy get, what, six innings?
Yeah, I believe so.
He goes six?
I think so.
So they're up 2-0, and then you get to the point where you got to go to your pen. And Drouin pitched pretty good. He pitched really good into the sixth inning. So 5 1/3, they make the move there after a couple of walks. Then the key at bat there was Freddie Freeman. That was a 9-pitch at bat, and he works the walk, and it forces Sensatella to come in. Now, Antonio has seen better performances than he has in a Brewers uniform thus far. And he gets a big strikeout. That was a big second out right there. Then Max Muncy to pinch hit. Hit a two-run, two-out, three-run home run that gave him the lead. It was 2-1 at that time, so it gave him the 4-2 lead. Now fast forward as D.L. Hall, and let's not discount his performance tonight either. A couple of scoreless innings to give the Brewers an opportunity in that ninth inning Joey Ortiz with one out had a base hit. Couple of hits, a walk, an RBI, a run scored. You're gonna start playing him every day? Well, now with the Bryce Tarang quote injury, we'll talk about that coming up. But Joey's up, and I was screaming at David Hamilton in that ninth inning.
You were?
I was. Mm-hmm. Swing at every pitch, David.
He wasn't being sarcastic. He was dead serious.
I was dead, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think he swung at everyone. Maybe one ball he took, but he was swinging and base hit. So now you're looking, the Brewers in business, first and third. Was this going to be painful as Jackson Churio came up? Nope.
Runner goes, Hamilton, Churio into right center. That's down, a base hit. In the score, Ortiz. Hamilton to third. Jackson Churio with a two-strike single.
All right, so there it is on Brewers TV. So first and third, one in, one out, down one. And it was then Garrett Mitchell's turn.
Oh, and a line drive, base hit, right field. Hamilton scores. We are tied at four. Garrett Mitchell comes through in the clutch.
Wonder if Dave Roberts is going to yell at everyone for booing Edwin Diaz. You think?
Nah.
I heard some boos in there.
Oh, there was definitely boos. Yeah, there was.
Yeah. And so you have Jackson Churio, Garrett Mitchell. That tied the game. Jake Bowers told us to relax after the game last night, and he did a little bit more than that.
Vesia from the set. And Bowers on the ground through base hit. Here comes Churio, and he will score. And the Brewers take the lead in the ninth. Another two-strike hit. Jake Bowers puts the Brewers in front.
And that was your final 5-4 as Trevor McGill threw away a couple of baseballs again in this performance. But he locked down the save, and the Brewers get, well, did you think they were going to win this one?
No.
They got a win in which I think a lot of Brewers fans did not think they were going to win this game.
Dude, when they blew that lead, I was like, holy crap, again. They're going to lose again the same way they did in San Diego.
Well, and when it was 2-0, I glossed over the drop by William Contreras. He is really scuffling
that ball
in a lot of different ways.
That ball was right there, dude.
It was one
hopper, but damn, it was right there from Churio.
You secure the baseball first, then you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I understand.
So they get the victory tonight, 75-47.
And the Cubs lost.
Nice. And the Cubs lost. You grab that game right back.
Yep.
And now it's not as big of a nightmare on this road trip as it was prior to this victory. So there you go. Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. All right, let's get some reaction in here.
All right, let's go. KJ and West Dallas lead it off here. What's going on, KJ, after a big Brewers come from behind victory in the ninth?
Good win tonight. I'm happy to see them come through. They got off the hot seat for a minute? The pitching coach. I mean, rather the hitting coach, Vogelbeck. Because coming into that ninth, I haven't seen a Brewers team expand the strike zone as much as these guys have in the last month and a half in a long time. And they got off the slide in that ninth, and that was good to see.
Well, this so could go he, on. To the, this comeback, I think it's the way they won this game, which could turn things a little bit. I really believe that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, it remains to be seen. Sensatella, I don't know. You know, he's scuffling right now in a Bruins uniform. We'll see what happens with him. And, you know, hopefully these guys can all start hitting the ball and we don't have to wait, you know, another dramatic, you know, game. They can come and maybe put a string of maybe 6-7 runs together. In a game, and we don't have to worry about you know, them coming from behind or losing by one or whatever the case might be.
Okay, I mean, that's great, but let's not get too greedy. It's one win. Thanks for the call. Let's not get in front of ourselves, start asking for 6-7 runs in the next game.
Like, one of the bigger wins of the year.
Okay, speaking of that, in the dugout, Dugout YouTube chat. This came up here during from Brenton, who says, BA might be listening to the show, calling it, quote, the biggest win of the season, end quote.
Well,
stealing
well.
Tim's line. Great comeback win for the crew, says Brenton in the Dugout YouTube chat.
I mean, you're looking at a team that, you know, at least offensively, I can't argue too much about the pitching on this team. You know, the bullpen's been overworked. We've been over that, but the bullpen has been overworked. Six-man rotation. We talked a lot about that yesterday. So, I mean, you never know what could turn the thing. And just get back on track a little bit. How about team meeting? Have we talked about that?
15-minute team meeting. You said it was going to fix it. And for eight innings, it didn't look like it did anything.
I didn't say it was going to fix it. I just said it was time for it.
Well, they did it.
All right, who's next?
I'm simply amazed that I still can't believe they won this game. Justin in Frisco, Texas. You're next with the franchise, Tim Allen, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Big win, even bigger response in the ninth inning there. But this game did come at a little bit of a cost. Cost me half a bottle of tequila there, if you know what I'm saying. But,
nice.
Yeah, drop a tough one there in San Diego, going to Dodger Stadium there, trailing in the ninth, and just kind of relentless at bat there. Nobody was really taking that big swing approach there, which you kind of like. I think Pat Murphy kind of needed this win more than anybody else on the team, in my opinion there. But, yeah, you go in there, Dodger Stadium, stack hits from Churio, Mitchell, and Bowers, and just what a win. I think a lot of Brewers fans are kind of sweating this one out if they're still up, kind of a lot of doubt, I think, a lot of concern there, a lot of panic. But what a way to kind of rally the team, rally the fan base, and just kind of get everybody going there. And, yeah, I mean, it's just you just kind of see what kind of makes this team dangerous. Just trusting their approach there and not kind of panicking, and just another great one on the road for this team.
Yeah,
kind
no
of
doubt.
Losing streak, not going past what's the longest losing streak they've had this year? What, four wins?
Four. I think it's four.
All right,
yeah.
Justin, thanks for the call.
Don't go past four.
Appreciate
thanks,
it. Justin, if I had a half a bottle of tequila, I'd be slurring. I wouldn't be able to talk straight. Ain't no chance I'd be able to put that all together.
I totally limit tequila.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. Here's from Scott on the Dugout YouTube chat. Says, five straight wins in their park. See you
That's
Friday,
true.
Boys.
That's true. See you in October.
That's that. Hey.
414-677-1250, Nicolay Law talking text line. I don't know the biggest win of the year. It's close, though.
It seems to be, everybody seems to be saying this is the biggest one of the year. On the talking text line, come on, Tim. It's definitely the biggest win of the year. After only the starting pitcher competing for the last couple of weeks, they had one good inning, and that was good enough. My blood pressure is spiking, says the 414.
I would hate to say that anything major was teetering on this section of the season. 40 games left. There's 40 games left as of right now.
How about mental health of Brewers fans?
That was teetering. Oh, no question.
Yes.
That was teetering. And I don't blame them. I teeter all the time. Teeter Tim. Timmy Teeter. All right. 414-677-1250. Nicolay Law talking text line. They get it done. Now, real quick on Terang. A knee injury that now he's going to get a second opinion, although he wanted to play today. And he's going to get a second opinion. Does it make sense?
Nope. I brought it up earlier tonight. We had J.R. Radcliffe on, who is down doing several stories in the Nashville Sounds. He's the one that saw Luke Adams get hurt earlier in the week. And so we had him on, and I read it on the air to him. I'm like, do you know anybody that went to get an MRI done? They didn't really find anything concerning, and then that person asked for another opinion on that said MRI when they said, oh, we're good. You ready to go? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Unless he doesn't trust their doctors, maybe. I mean, I don't know any other reason for that.
They said it doesn't appear that it would be anything surgical.
Correct, which means like it's not a blown-out ACL or something.
Or meniscus.
Potentially.
That's what I would be concerned with. Didn't he just have a thumb?
No. You didn't hear about that?
No. I did not.
Murphy apologized yesterday prior to the game and said that he spoke wrong. It was Churio who had the thumb and not Terang. He had the wrong player with the wrong injury in the post game that night.
You know, talk about a manager slumping.
Hey, man.
They do slump.
Absolutely. Got a lot going on. I'm sure he was stressed. Let's go to Trell, north side of Milwaukee. You're next with Tim Allen. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I'm so perplexed by this team. This was the biggest win of the year, I think, so far. Just from a simple fact, a state of momentum. I think the Cubs have as much as I hate to say it, they put together a nice span of momentum and games. And and as a Brewers fan, I think we should know a lot about momentum. I think last year the Brewers pretty much snatched the lead back in the division, and the momentum carried them to – I think they had a 14-game win streak in the month of August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So momentum does something big, and it can catapult you into a position where you have a sizable or even a comfortable lead. So it definitely was the biggest game. I'm just happy that they did, because I'm telling you guys right now, about the seventh inning, I think that was, when the Dodgers took the lead or whatever it was.
Sixth, yeah.
I was thinking about the last series, and I'm like, damn, we're just not – we can't keep on doing this. We're three games up, and it just seemed like the lead is going away. And I'm like, man, we got to find a way. But they found a way, and this is the type of game that makes you think that the team will have an opportunity in October, these type of games, because you're going to have these type of games where you might not be winning, you might lose the lead, but your team is able to put some bats together
yes,
and get the win at the end of it. But, yeah, like I said, this team is just perplexing to me, and I'm just – entertaining to watch as a fan. So you guys have a great night.
Yeah, it's entertaining because they're perplexing you. That's part of the entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't – who would have known that, you know, they were going to string together a bunch of base hits in that ninth inning? Their offense has not been good.
They had 10 hits tonight.
Yeah, how many in, what, four? Ninth?
Yeah, because they strung together, I think, four in a row, I think it was.
Four of those hits in that ninth inning.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five of those hits in that ninth inning.
But, I mean, if you look at, if you just look at, like, how guys did tonight in general, Churio was on base twice. Sanchez was on base twice. Both of those guys had a hit and a walk. Bowers was on base twice with a hit and a walk. Vaughn was on base four times with two hits and two walks in the game. Yelich got on base once.
Had a base hit and a walk.
Ortiz got on base three times with two hits and a walk. Hamilton got on base with a hit and a walk, too. I mean, everybody in the lineup outside of Contreras was on the base consistently all night long.
It's a little, but they were one for six at one point with runners in scoring position.
Four for 11 they finished.
Ended up four for 11 because of that ninth inning. Five hits and a three-run rally gave the Brewers a 5-4 victory over the L.A. Dodgers in game one of this big four-game series. I say it's big. Yeah, it's big. This is one of. If you don't agree, the biggest win of the year, certainly one of the biggest wins of the year. Continue to get your reaction here on the Nicolet Law Talk and text line 414-677-1250. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Big time victory over the Dodgers.
Vesia from the set. And Bowers on the ground, through base hit. Here comes Churio, and he will score! And the Brewers take the lead in the ninth. Another two-strike hit. Jake Bowers puts the Brewers in front.
What a win in L.A. That on Brewers TV. B.A. on the call. Welcome back. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim and Sparky. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're doing a morning show now, I've heard.
I'm done. Let's go.
Okay. All right. We're still getting your reaction here after the Brewers' victory. It's way, way more than a feel-good win. I can say that on probably many, many fronts. You extended a winning streak in L.A. You stopped the losing streak. You got a win on this seven-game road trip.
Right.
You pick up a game against Chicago. So many good things happened tonight. Now, it wasn't looking like that earlier. You kind of felt, though, we'll get to your calls here in a second. You kind of felt, though, that you were going to get something going late. You know, I was screaming into the ninth inning, give them a finish, boys. Who said that? Euchre said it all the time. Now, did it work all the time? No. And it doesn't work all the time for me. This time it worked. But with the rockets and the lasers and the missiles they were hitting tonight, something good had to come from that. So I don't know if, they had the meeting yesterday to say, hey, just keep your nose down and just square up baseballs and see what happens. And you saw what happened throughout the game. It was very frustrating. You know, the one inning, it was Yelich and Contreras back-to-back, one with a double play, one with a flyout, 106 and 104 off the bat. I mean, that's just bad luck, guys. That is. I know it's a production-based business, but, I mean, sometimes luck has something to do with it, and that was bad luck. But they came through in the ninth inning, and we'll get back to more of your reaction.
All right, let's move back to the Nicolay Law Talking text line. Open for you as well, 414-677-1250. Vincent in Anaheim, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after the Brewers get a huge win tonight.
Hey, what's up? Hey, good morning. Good morning for y'all out there, man. You know, it's still early for me out here, man. But, Tim, you asked the question, do you think the Brewers are going to win? I'll keep it real with you. After he gave up that lead, the pitcher that we got in the trade, I said at least he did it in the sixth. Wouldn't it have been heartbreaking if we did that a walk-off, Dodgers walking off, and then, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm not very optimism when it comes to things, but I was pissed. I was like, man, why do you bring this guy in? Yep. The Dodgers know him. Just like you said, Sparky, about the Padres. They know this guy. Max Muncy faced him the most after the Brewers radio.
He was 5-for-27 against him in his career prior to that.
Well, and he had launched one earlier in the at-bat foul.
Exactly.
And I think they served him the same pitch.
That
he fouled the same pitch. Yep.
So I was mad, but I said, you know what I mean? I keep it real. And as soon as they start scoring at the ninth, it ain't over till it's over. That's what I always believe in. And yes, this is a big win because he snapped, like you say, he snapped the losing streak. You tell the doubters and haters, the people are going to jump off the bridge or jump on the Dunn Bus Club. That was embarrassing. Someone just, when y'all mentioned the Dunn Club, yeah. I was like, really? Get out of here, y'all. Like, yeah, you're going to make it to the playoffs, guaranteed, no matter what. Unless, like you said, don't become my 2016 Giants. You just win. And you know what? Shout out to the lower half of the lineup, the batting lineup, man. They showed up, got those hits. Jackson Chirio, I was getting pissed off. But as soon as I thought when he got that second strike, I thought it was the third strike. So, I cursed. I was like, oh, okay, calm down, Vincent. He still got someone to go, and he made it up.
Yep.
He made it up. That's what you got to do.
Vincent, I got to get some other calls here. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Let's see, where are we going next? Let's go to Dan and Toma. You're next with Tim Allen. What's up, Dan?
Hey, good morning, guys. This was the biggest game of the year for me. It kept my faith in the Brewers. I was really starting to get down. I hate to say, the Brewers are going to pee it away, but I was getting to the point where what next? No terrain. You looked at that lineup today, and my gosh, you got Sanchez at first.
Batting
Juan
third.
At third, Hamilton at second. We got a chance to win this? No way. But somehow, some way, the baseball gods found a way to win it. Yeah. And I just think it's probably the biggest win in the world. It's going to give them some momentum. It's got to give them some faith in themselves. It has to. And they're going to play the Cubs 7 games in 10 days coming up in the end of August here. They're going to have to start figuring things out real quick. Mm-hmm. The Cubs got shut out today, only one yet. So they're not the world beaters either.
And that was their starting pitcher today was Gosman, their trade deadline acquisition that got beat up by the Nationals.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for your show, and I'm happy they won. It saved my mentality for another couple.
I'm with you.
Stay in touch, Dan. Listen.
Tomorrow is Yamamoto, by the way. I mean, I hate to pour water on this parade, but as far as momentum goes, I'm all about it. But Yamamoto and his 2.65 ERA against Gasser's 4.57.
Against Gasser. Dan, let me just tell you guys something that I feel the need to say this. I really do. Because it's been bugging me a little bit in the last 24 hours.
Uh-oh.
You can feel the way you want to feel. And I don't like when a player and a manager tells me how to feel. You can feel, if you feel it slipping, that's fine. And if they don't slip, so what? You'll be just as happy then. I mean, I got to thinking about it this morning. And I'm like, guys, that whole relaxed thing with Aaron Rodgers, I didn't like that either. Don't tell me to relax. I'm gonna follow my team the way I follow them. And if I get concerned with some sloppy play and some bad hitting, why is that? Why should I get a lecture from you telling me to relax? I didn't like that at all. Feel the way you want to feel. And what are you out if we're wrong? See, we should have relaxed back when Jake Bowers told us to relax.
No, I don't think that was about us. That was about that clubhouse needing to chill the bloop
out. Okay, fair enough.
That it was about them in there trying too hard, overthinking things, and mm-hmm. just trying to chill out. That was about his guys. I don't think that was about us fans necessarily. And they're on the West Coast. They're not listening to us and streaming us in Milwaukee. They don't. Who cares what we think? They have their own issues, and that's why they had the team meeting to clear the air a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no doubt.
I would love to have been in there, too.
Let's see. We got a bunch of text messages coming in as well that we haven't gotten to. Timmy, this is for sure the biggest win of the year. I've listened to you for years, and this is the first time I've ever texted, let's go, Phil in Appleton.
There you go, Phil. Thank you.
Yep. Big Dave says, I told you guys not to worry. The crew will get back to winning. Yep. I'm fine with that. Now, okay. This next one, I would like some clarification on, because I don't know if this is accurate. From the 262, this is the second time Terang has gotten hurt playing shortstop. Let's just keep him at second base. And the text message moved while I was reading. At second base, please. And this is the biggest win of the year so far. I don't believe that I saw anywhere that he got hurt playing short. Wasn't he at second yesterday? No. This injury. Wasn't he at second yesterday? Pretty sure. I'll go back and look at the box score.
Yeah, I believe
so. He was not at shortstop. So, and now if this happened while he was at shortstop the day previous, okay, fine. Then you're probably right.
Right.
But I don't believe Kurt Hoger, anybody said that it came from shortstop, unless I missed it. I could have missed it. So
the other time was spring training last year, had a shoulder.
Yeah.
They moved him right back to second base. I'm with you. I'm with you on that text. Leave him be for years. Leave him be at second base. But look at his numbers offensively. Look at his platinum glove, et cetera.
I understand all of that. But he's really good at shortstop. He came up as a shortstop. He was going to be the shortstop of this team for a long time. And then they decided to go the other way because Joey Ortiz was playing out of his mind. From the 608, sitting here in the Dodger lot, Milwaukee super fans, we needed that win in the worst way, flying high with that W. Great battling there in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was huge. Now, you guys might have convinced me. I'm going to go back and look. There was a game earlier in the season that I had still dubbed as the biggest win of the year. And I want to say it was right around that Diamondback series at home.
Okay.
Where they were tipping a little bit at that time. I'll go back and look at the notes here. But you may have convinced me that this is big. I think we may, or at least I may, retroactively look back, depending on what happens in the rest of the series.
Exactly.
And may go back and say, you know what? That did do it.
Correct, because they lose the next three.
Then was it?
I don't know. Chase in California, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show with Tim Allen and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. What's been bothering me the past 24 hours was letting the SH word slip. So it was a total mistake.
That's right.
But, yeah, just want to get that out of the way. I feel the last caller nailed it. Best win of the year, hands down. I just felt like we got a blood transfusion, you know? We got some new life. Yeah. And I really think that there will be some ripple effects from this game. You know, the wind's finally at our backs now. It's been like everything's been so hard, you know, like harder than it had to have been. We've been really our own worst enemy. And when the bases were loaded, Yelich swung at a ball, you know, and I really thought we were going to need that one more run. I didn't think that one was going to be enough, to be frank with you. No shade at any of our, you know, at McGill or whatnot, but I just felt with the Dodgers and all that power in their lineup, you know?
I couldn't have handled losing that game tonight. If they would have lost in the bottom of the ninth, I don't know how I would have
McGill?
Went
on. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I thought, you know, a worst-case scenario. I don't know why you... We just think like this. What if McGill would have blown it? It's tie game. And then Uribe blows it in the 11th or the 10th.
If that would have happened, we would have talked about the Packers tonight.
Yeah, probably.
I just don't think I could have done an hour on the Brewers after that. That would have been horrible. Thanks for the call, Chase. No, I could not have done that.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show in Wisconsin.
We'll hear from Murphy coming up. That work?
Yeah, let's do. Let's hear from Pat Murphy. See if he says, "See, we can decompress now." A come from behind 5-4 win. Tim Allen, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer talking Brewers baseball.
The game is over, and it's time to hear from the skipper on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
That was a great team win for sure. The guys just stayed with it. And, they really battled all night. I mean, they're upset by how we've not been able to get across the finish line, you know, successfully, and they're upset by it. And we talked about it yesterday, and they responded today by playing all nine innings and using all 27 outs.
To do it in the way that they did it, too, with good at-bats, base hits, cold bases loaded, walks, did that feel like that was your team's baseball?
That's kind of how we've been have to do it. We face great pitching tonight. I mean, that team has great pitching. I don't know how many balls were thrown over 100 miles an hour tonight, but a whole bunch against us. And to have that makeshift defense out there with Gary and Vonnie and guys playing different positions. I mean, Hamilton's probably got one game at second. Sanchez has probably got one game at first. And Bonnie's got a couple at third. To do that and to come through, and Drone pitched fantastic. His three walks hurt him. D.L. Hall lifted us, and McGill's been great. Guys like Joey Ortiz and, hey, Sneaky Yelich had a really good night, man. He had some really hard, he got a home run robbed from him again and the hard contacts tonight. And Vonnie getting on base four times. You know, Bowers with the clutch hit and Mitchell, Churio, five hits in that inning. That was just a great team effort, great team win.
Did any of those at-bats in the ninth stand out to you?
I mean, you know, all the hits did. Joey Ortiz got us going. You know, we struck out to lead off the inning, and Ortiz, and then Hamilton, a two-strike knock when he hadn't had good at-bats necessarily. And he responded really well, and Churio's two-strike knock, I believe. Mitchell was early in the count, and then of course Bowers' big hit, and that was a great inning for us.
Would you
against really some of the best closers in the game? You know.
What did you like most about Drone tonight?
Yeah, he went right at him. I mean, he walked people late. He was really tired in the sixth. We recognize that, and could have maybe got him out sooner, but. Gave him a chance to get out the one lefty before Teoscar, and the Freeman ABS call was great on Freeman's part, you know. But that would have been strike three. That might have changed things. But it was time for him to get out. So two walks got him out, and it didn't work out for us in that inning. But
once he at bat, did you get a sense from the dugout that maybe he was looking velocity, looking for a heater?
There's a lot to that at bat. I was hoping they'd throw a breaking ball in the dirt or a cutter in the dirt, but I knew Muncy was swinging. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Who gave the crew some breathing room? What play was it? It's time for the insurance run of the game, brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance, on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I don't think Murphy was a big fan of that pitch selection right there to Max Muncy on a full count.
Did not praise Contreras one time that entire
no
time.
No credit, William.
Now, he might have. I mean, they only played like 3 minutes there, courtesy of Brewers TV. So I'm sure there was more to the postgame presser than those 3 minutes. So.
Well, the players were as angry as the fans then, it turns out.
Yeah, as they should have been.
He just confirmed it.
Yeah, of course. That's why you have the team meeting.
I thought we're supposed to relax, though.
Is that what you were talking about, Murphy? Is that why you were mad about Murphy's postgame presser?
Well, just all of them. Bowers' comments.
Bowers
Murphy's
was about
comments,
his own guys.
That Yelich's had, comments.
Bowers was about the team. That was not about the fans. Murphy, who cares?
No, I'm just. He's saying the team needs to relax. Right. So, I mean, come on. Why were they angry then?
Because they've been sucking for 3 games. They've blown 2 of
them. I like that they're upset with it.
Yes, they should be. Yes.
All right, time to get your G2 Insurance run of the game. Brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurant, professional liability, and workman's comp. They represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of coverage and price. Get the defensive line your business deserves. G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com. G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. All right, so you win by one. There's really no wiggle room there. That's the one that got you the insured victory, and it was a tie ball game. Brewers already had 2 in to tie it in that ninth, and it was Bowers with insuring your victory.
Vesia from the set, and Bowers on the ground, through base hit. Here comes Cheerio, and he will score, and the Brewers take the lead in the ninth. Another 2-strike hit. Jake Bowers puts the Brewers in front.
Wow, that is on Brewers TV, and the Brewers get the 5-4 victory, 75-47, 40 to play, and a 4-game lead. And now 4 games in, lots of fours here.
Lots of fours.
Four games into this 7-game West Coast trip. When you add up, when you guys watch these games, by virtue of the fact that you're listening to the show, whether it's you know, on the podcast or live right now. Easily, this team could be 3-1 so far. When you think
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you break down each game.
Monday and Wednesday should have been wins.
Probably should have been wins.
Yes.
All right, split the difference. They should be 2-2 right now.
Correct. Worst case.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just when you lose games like the way you did. That game yesterday, you might have had back-to-back games here, guys, that went from the worst loss of the year to the biggest win of the year in back-to-back games. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Remember, we tried to pick that apart. There was way too many things. We were on the air yesterday over 2 hours, and we tried to get everything in that went awry or wrong or had some bad luck or whatever it might have been. There was just too many to get to. Turn around today, you get the, you know, for a lot of people, the biggest win of the year. We'll see. For right now, yeah, you may have talked me into it, but I'll look at the notes here. It was a big one, though. There's no question about that.
414 from Brad said, thank God these pitchers had the right mix to allow Joey Ortiz to play tonight.
This was a weird lineup. No Terang, no Pratt. You had 3 players out of position. Wow. Vaughn at third, Sanchez at first, Bowers in right.
I don't care that it's Yamamoto tomorrow. I would leave the same lineup. I wouldn't touch it. But that's just me, which means he'll change it completely. But if it was me, I'd just leave it out there against Yamamoto. You're so banged up and hurt on the left side of the infield. Well, all overall, because if Turan can't play at second, three quarters of that infield is all jacked up. Just play the same guys. You really don't have a choice unless you want to play Bay out there. Obviously, he doesn't want to do that based on what he ran out there tonight. So
that's right. They clearly went with offense tonight. And you're going to go with offense because your offense is struggling. That's what you do. You had to give a little defense. You saw Andrew Vaughn make the first play that he had.
And then
I
jinxed it. Me and Block were texting. And he's like, man, he can play third base. There's no doubt. I'm like, he should have been playing third base earlier. Next ball, boom, he throws it wide at first. I'm like, and we just jinxed the hell out of him. Way to go,
yes,
us.
You did.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, maybe that's the ticket, is just regular work from Andrew Vaughn at third.
Yes, just play him. Let's go.
Ooh, it's certainly not late in the game.
Well, it's better than not having his bat in the lineup. I'll give up defense at third. If Pratt's at shortstop, Terang's at second, play Vaughn at third and let's go.
Yeah, not the whole game, though.
Why?
Come on.
Oh, quit being a chicken. He's fine.
Chicken.
He is fine.
I am.
You got David Hamilton out there booting balls and trying to play defense.
Old Tin Mitt. No, he's. I mean, I don't know. He's average fielder. You won't say he's good. You won't say he's bad.
No, but his speed gets him the balls that other guys can't get to.
That's true.
That's why you like him out there.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll do it again, a 9:10 first pitch. You've got the leadoff show at 8.
Yep.
And that'll get you ready for Robert Gasser against Yamamoto.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Come on, offense. How about one of those offensive games?
If they win tomorrow, you can start talking sweep.
7-4.
Then you've got Miz and Henderson after that.
Yeah, a 7-4 type of game. 7-3 type of game. Tough to hold this Dodger team down. It just is, offensively. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll see you tomorrow for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. My name is Tim Allen. Hey, thanks for everyone who came out to the State Fair for the band event today. Really had a good time. A little rain, but it was hot in that tent, and thanks for coming out. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, and remember, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.